Hello everyone, welcome to Morning English. This is Cecilia.
Hello everybody, this is Summer. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。今天呢，先告诉大家一个好消息。总是有同学啊问我们口语要怎么提高，英文怎么学才能提高更快。当然了，听我们的节目呢就是很好的方法。但除此之外呢，上直播课，如果有问题直接向老师提出来，当场解决，进步当然就更快了。所以呢，我们早安免费给大家开设了中外教的直播课程。怎么参加呢？微信搜索早安英文，私信回复直播两个字，就能加入我们的免费直播群啦。
是的，我们的中外教老师每天都在群里免费给大家上课，有英语学习的问题也可以在群里问老师，已经有上万人听过我们的免费直播课程了，赶快微信搜索早安英文，私信回复直播两个字参加吧。 Summer, do you know the artist 赵英俊?
Yeah, I do. I've heard his songsSo it's heartbreaking to know that he recently passed away out of cancer.
You know, I was totally blindsided when I heard the news, because he always comes across as such a perky and energetic person, a live wire.
我懂你，就是他一直都给人一种非常积极、阳光的形象，对吧？然后这个 perky, energetic 都可以表示精力充沛的。然后还有一个表达呢 ,a live wire, 就是像这种阳光、精力充沛的人。
他的突然去世也让我们觉得特别的意外啊。
对，
这里就可以用到这个动词 blindside, 意思就是意外打击。
Right, like we were all blindsided by that.
其实我之前对他的作品也不是特别熟悉啊，但是他的那封绝笔信不是在微博上刷屏了吗？读完那封信之后，我真的突然之间就特别想要去好好的了解一下他。
Well, if you look into his life, you'll find him a very brilliant creator and talented musician.
Yeah, just as he says in his letter, do not cry for me, but always remember me. 不要哭哭啼啼的，但是也不要太快的忘记我。
好，那我们就听他的，我们今天不哭哭啼啼的，然后一起来聊一聊这个音乐才子都给世界留下了些什么。我们的内容呢都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
You know, Summer, even now, whenever I think of him, the first image that appears in my head is still his unique haircut.
Yeah, haircut. I guess a lot of people feel that way.
Yeah, 他那个爆炸头啊，实在是太具有标志性，太特别了。
对。
那 Summer, 这个爆炸头你会怎么说？
You can call it big hair, or you can call it afro hair.
Really?Big hair 其实还是非常形象的哈，
是的，
因为的确这个发型的占地面积比较大嘛。
Yeah.
那 Afro 是怎么来的呢？
这个发型呢，因为在六七十年代的美国非裔社区啊就很风靡。So the haircut popular with African Americans is called Afro.
Got it. So we were just talking about his legacy, right?
Yeah.
Well, without doubt, his abandoned songs can be counted as one of his great legacy.
Of course.我们说这个 legacy 是表示遗产，但是它不仅仅可以指金钱这种遗产，像赵英俊他给我们留下很多优秀的音乐作品，甚至是他的发型引领这个风潮，都可以说呢是他留给世界的 legacy。
对，其实他写过很多电影的主题曲哈，比方说前段时间很火的送你一朵小红花，你知道吧？
Yeah, I know. I guess it's because his music is generally so sincere and touching. It can instantly bring you into the plot
Yeah, I think it's because it really relates to the theme. That makes the songs especially great.
I totally agree. Relate to something, 就是和某事产生共鸣。他写的歌就是让你很有共鸣。You can totally relate to that.
You know what? I think his most precious legacy is revealed by the last letter he left to the world, which is his spirit, his tenacity towards life.
同意啊。他给世界留下的其实还有他的坚韧。然后这种坚韧的品质啊，我们就可以说 tenacity。 我记得之前还有个热搜，就是说他是吃完止痛药然后在家里录的小红花。
对，但是就是在这种情况下他也没有去抱怨啊，或者说是发泄什么。你听这首歌他还是非常的温暖，非常的治愈人心。
Right, he never complains about being star-crossed or unfairly treated.
Yeah, star-crossed 说的就是不幸的，命运多舛的。我们也可以用它来形容那种被命运强行分开的恋人啊，
就是苦命鸳鸯，对吗？
对，
像梁山伯祝英台、罗密欧朱丽叶。
对， 哎 ，Summer， 你有没有注意到赵英俊去世之后，其实娱乐圈有非常多的明星都发文缅怀他，而且情感其实都挺真挚的。
嗯，他在业内就很受欢迎，对吧？然后人缘又这么好，除了他业务水平高，我觉得也和他的性格啊，特别阳光、特别潇洒有关系。
Yeah, actually, there's one word we can use to describe these kind of people. We can say he is a happy-go-lucky guy.
Happy go lucky 这个词很好玩啊，这不是三个词，而是一个词，用连字符连到一块了。意思就是说呢，一个人觉得心态上 happy 开心了，然后一切就会变得 lucky、
yeah.
幸运了，就是说他很乐观。
Yeah, like I'm happy go lucky.
Right. And I believe it must be really hard for his family, friends, and fans to lose him.
Yeah.
The sadness has taken a while to wear off.
Yeah.Wear off 表示逐渐消失，逐渐停止。 The sadness has taken a while to wear off 可以理解为过了一段时间之后呢，人们才渐渐地从这个悲伤中缓过来。
Yeah, but I think sadness is the opposite to what he really wants. As message in his letter is that don't cry for me. 他信里说了，对吧？别哭哭啼啼的、也别悲伤太久，要好好生活。
Yeah, you know, actually, I want to share something personal hereI lost my grandfather 5 years ago.
I'm sorry.
I don't talk much about it because I'll start crying. About 1 year after he passed away, I started to have this strange feeling that instead of being in his country house far away, like 1 day's drive from where I lived, I kind of feel like he's closer to me. He's like wherever I am.
Yeah, that's something incredible and also very beautiful.
Yeah, it actually doesn't matter if you lose them.You will always carry them with you. 尽管有些人可能离开我们了，不在了，但是其实，他们是换了另外一种方式在陪伴我们。
Yeah, I get it. So you do believe in afterlife, right? 这个 afterlife 就指的是来生来世。Do you believe it?
I think I'm somewhere between believing and not believing.
信又不信，对吧？
对。
Let me guess. You're not sure about it.But you want them to be somewhere nicer.
Exactly. Is it the same way with you?
Yeah, it is.
我觉得这可能是我们对于逝者的一种美好的愿望吧，就希望他们能去到一个更美好的世界。
Yeah, just like whenever his songs are played, they will always sum up all memories about him.
这个 summon up 就是唤起的意思，唤起回忆啊，唤起勇气啊，都可以用它。
对。就像赵英俊呢，在他留给世界的最后一封信里面，他说啊，只要有人还记得我，记得我的歌声，我可能就还在某个角落陪伴着你们。
好了，这期节目就到这里了。
那最后呢，大家也别忘了报名参加我们的免费中外教直播课。只要你是英语的初中级学习者，想要快速提高自己的英语水平啊，就一定不要错过我们这次免费的中外教直播课了。
入群限量200个名额，想进入免费直播群的呢，赶紧微信搜索早安英文公众号，回复直播就可以加入啦。 That's all for today's podcast. This is Cecilia. Thanks for listening.
This is Summer. See you next time.
Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。